This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
216-474-0092. All right, we're going to get back to the Browns in a little bit. Maybe we'll talk about the Caps later in the show, too, especially with Tom Withers at 1 o'clock. Bill Bender is going to join us in the noon hour, too, and we're getting into the college basketball tournament, too. So, but I kind of want to get into that here, too, because I've got some really quirky numbers about brackets. But first, I think we need to start with probably what is the most important story in sports. Dan, take it away.
Oh, wait a minute. We have to get mellow now, right? Is that the deal?
Hi, Jeff and friends.
Yeah.
Hello, all.
Don't get creepy on me.
Yeah.
All right. We now have just announced by Masters Club dinner of the previous champion, last year's champion, Scheffler.
Oh.
It was the second green jacket that he earned, right? The first time, if we remember correctly.
Because you can't just have one green jacket. You have to have two.
I think you only get one, though, don't you?
Doesn't matter, Jeff. In this scenario, we don't recycle jackets.
If we remember
the Masters
correctly, last time Scotty did this, it essentially looked like the menu to a Chili's that he decided to put forward.
Oh.
So,
chips in that dip with the beans in it?
It kind of was. Nice. It was one of those where you could clearly tell some of the patrons were walking in and going, what?
Great burgers.
Exactly. What? We're doing this? Okay, we're doing this.
We're doing this.
So this time it's a little more adultish, but still Scotty at the core. For an appetizer, we have cheeseburger sliders served Scotty style, which is the only way you should serve.
Yeah, what is Scotty style? Do we know?
I have no idea. Probably ketchup.
Cheeseburger sliders. Well, that can be filling.
Pineapple. Firecracker shrimp with sweet chai chili and sriracha mayo.
Wow. See, you get those two appetizers, Andy, you can be done.
Oh, you had me at sliders. I was done.
Yeah.
Well, and you got a third, too, which is Papa Chef's meatball and ravioli bites with pecorino cheese and tomato basil sauce.
You know, appetizers are phenomenal, but they can ruin your dinner.
It's like too much bread.
We'd pound on those. Those would be good.
So the question I have with that is Papa Chef coming in and making this for everybody, or did Papa Chef pass the
Who's Papa recipe? Chef?
My guess would be Scotty Scheffler's dad.
His dad?
Do they roll in like a green egg to make him on there?
I don't think so. I'm sure they have grills at Augusta.
Also, wouldn't it be great, though, if he came in with like some charcoal and his own lighter fluid and stuff and said,
hey,
not using your stuff.
That'd also, awesome. On things that only the golf nerds will remember, ravioli is what Scotty Scheffler was making when he cut his hand open. So my guess would be Scotty will not be making the ravioli
not to his injury.
Yes. First course will be Texas-style chili with cheddar cheese, jalapeno, and corn chips.
First course?
Yep.
Ravioli, it's what?
So those three I did before.
Those three are appetizers.
Firecracker shrimp.
Yeah, I got that.
Those are the appetizers. Course is chili.
I wonder if they serve them like
Texas style.
They just put all kinds of stuff on the tables and they just get you know, all kinds of it. Or do you have to order one of the appetizers?
I mean, you're our Texas core. You're talking the appetizers.
Yeah.
My guess would be is it's a mingle thing, and you got people walking around with metal trays.
Yeah,
or you just walk up with the.
Or you can go over and.
Yeah, you get your toothpick, and you get your food on your toothpick, and you go from there.
Texas style chili, huh?
Yeah, I was going to say. I thought you were going that direction. I'm like, I don't know. You're our expert on Texas.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what that would be. I wonder if it's really spicy or whatever. But see, if you pound those appetizers, and then have a big bowl of chili, you're done, man.
That's why I got paced yourself here.
Do we have a vegetable here?
That's what... Vegetable. That's what adults eat.
Anything green?
Green.
Does corn dog count as a vegetable?
As every woman in your life who will care about you will tell you, remember, eat colorful foods, vegetables.
The only green
thing... colorful vegetables.
Yeah, yeah.
...that you will see on this menu is the jalapenos that you're putting in your Texas-style chili. That is the only green thing on this menu because your main course, gentlemen, of course...
Okay.
Ribs. What is it?
It's gotta be strip steak, right?
We got a wood-fried cowboy ribeye.
Cowboy ribeye.
Or.
I mean, it's the big bone in it, right?
Yeah. Or a blackened redfish served with family-style macaroni and cheese, jalapeno cream corn, soy-glazed Brussels sprouts, so we're up to two green.
Sprouts.
And chipotle lime roasted sweet potatoes. Scotty's whole goal is to make sure that the entire field can't walk 18 tomorrow.
So I have to take a nap.
Uh-huh. That's what this is.
I mean, as the kids would say, you start with all those heavy apps. You know? And that chili is just, man, it's not like it's, you know, you're eating some kind of, soup strainer soup.
Can I ask a question about the family style mac and cheese? Good with me on this? Have you seen that there's a famous soup company now making family style mac and cheese?
No.
Have you noticed this? Have you seen the commercials for them?
Oh, I've seen the commercials.
And to me, and maybe this is just goes back to my Northeast Ohio roots of Stouffer's. Like, to me, that's family style mac and cheese. Stouffer's, right? And I just get weirded out when I see this other company, well known for soup, making mac and cheese. It's not appealing to me. Sorry.
Huh.
Well, because I think you're using cream of whatever in there. I think that's what it all boils down to. You know, whatever cream of...
Well said.
Yeah, is stated to be in there. I'm not 100% sure what the recipe dictates, but I wonder if that's what it is.
You know, I was curious.
That's some serious food. He's got to have some dessert on there.
He's got a dessert.
Those vegetables sound pretty good, though. Those Brussels sprouts are probably good.
How dare you use the plural with vegetables in this menu? It is a vegetable.
I am proud of this menu.
And jalapeno.
Sweet potatoes?
Yeah, I'm good. I love
it. It's a vegetable of some sort.
Oh, come on now. Ask a dietitian where sweet potatoes fall in the food pyramid.
You get a lot of beta carotene, don't you?
They're colorful.
They do have a color. You're right. They do have a color to them.
Isn't that what they have?
What?
Beta carotene?
I don't know.
All right. Your dessert is a warm chocolate chip skillet cookie with ice cream on top of it.
Okay. I want to be Scheffler's friend.
He's all right, man. It's my kind of guy.
He's my kind of guy, too.
That's my dinner. I'd eat that.
Off the year before, if you saw Hideki Matsuyama's menu, where it was basically all the sushi and Wagyu steak and all of that kind of stuff, and his high-end
food. Steak doesn't sound
bad.
Then
here comes Scotty rolling in going, all right.
Big old hunk of red meat.
Let's get the red meat. Let's get the sliders. Okay, fine. We'll eat healthy. Throw some shrimp in that's been breaded and deep fried.
We got red meat for dinner. We got red meat for our soup.
Scotty,
we got red meat for an appetizer.
Scotty, don't you want a vegetable in there? Yeah, but you got to fry it in soy sauce.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, you know, when you take Brussels sprouts, you mix them up with bacon and you fry them, doesn't it completely defeat the entire purpose of eating a vegetable?
But they are delicious.
Oh, my God.
Take away from the micronutrients, Jeff.
Well, that's true, too.
See, and
micronutrients are still there. It's just in a much higher caloric form.
That's what I shoot for, Merida. Thank you.
Don't you wish that John Daly would have won the Masters at some point, right? Just for this meal.
Our appetizer. Everybody gets a pack of Marlboros.
Oh, no, no. You know what it would be.
No.
Okay, first of all,
it's a restaurant that's about to declare bankruptcy who's in charge of walking around with the appetizers, first and foremost. He's outsourced all those waitresses.
Are we talking orange shorts?
Yep.
You would have to not wear shoes or wear flip-flops into the venue. It'd be shoes, no service, right? Wouldn't that be the first thing?
Well, you can't come in without smoking a pack of Marlboros.
Well, that's probably true, but you got to
look too classy. Go home.
Once you're there, here's your light beer du jour.
No, it'd be potato skins fully stacked.
Have seven of those.
If it's John Daly, it's skins.
Oh, it's chicken wings. It's wings, and they're coming from we'll call it his remote office during Masters Week, which is the wing joint that's right down the street from where they are.
Home of the owls.
Yeah. Known for owls. And yes, you can meet him there. And yes, they do advertise.
But you know John's going to throw in a great big old steak, too.
Oh, it's a steak, straight potatoes with butter.
You like cowboy ribeyes? Like Scotty's got going there?
Yeah, I would eat that. Yep.
I had one years ago. I got a gift certificate to a fancy steakhouse in town and went, oh my God, it was unbelievable.
Okay, do you know why they wear a green jacket? I just read this out of the Augusta Chronicle. So these are all
so that they can hide in the bushes without people recognizing them.
So that when they spill their vegetables on their jackets, they don't get noticed?
This is worthy of their music because it is so pretentious. It is ridiculous.
Okay.
This is the reason.
Hang on. Wait a minute.
I'm there.
There you go. Go ahead, Andy. Tell us. Don't do it in the voice, though.
Oh, you got to do it in the voice.
Australian?
The Master's jacket is created by the Brooks Uniform Company in New York, and they make the original jackets, which feature heavy wool material. Those were the originals, that heavy wool material. Then they soon gave way to a lightweight version.
A little warm there in Augusta.
Yeah, I think so too. That would be custom ordered from the club's pro shop. They are single-breasted, single-vent garment, and it really is because you have won this special achievement. In fact, the green jacket is the ultimate symbol of success in golf. And that's where we land. That's what you need to know. The green jacket is just reserved for Augusta National members and golfers who win. And that's not even right. It's players who win the Masters. Jackets are kept on the club grounds, and then taking them off the premise is strictly forbidden.
You gotta leave it there.
Then you can sit in a creepy cabin with Jim Nantz.
Didn't somebody steal their green jacket? Somebody took theirs.
Gary Player reportedly got into a heated exchange in 1962 with Cliff Roberts after he mistakenly took his jacket home to South Africa.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, can you believe it? You can't take it anywhere.
Used it to wash the car.
It was also used to let everyone know who the club members and the champion players are as a reliable source of information to just identify them.
Isn't it kind of, I never understood this. Hi, Jack Nicklaus, you've won the Masters. You can have the same jacket that all the rest of us wear all the time. We just paid a lot of money for it.
So, you know, there is a special jacket for Muirfield, too, when you win the Muirfield.
Yeah, it's gray.
Yeah, it's like...
It used to be plaid. I don't know if you remember
that.
Yeah,
it still has a little bit.
It was a god-awful plaid.
Yeah, and by the way, in case you're wondering... And
somebody told Jack it looked like, you know what...
I mean, you also get $2 million, too, if you win the Masters.
That helps. You can go buy your own jacket.
I don't know. Do you want to know what the color of the Masters green, the official color is?
It's got to be something like forest.
It is called... That brilliant rye green is Pantone 342.
Huh.
So if anyone, maybe they should call it the Masters Pantone 342 jacket rather than the green jacket. Can we all get a little bit of class here?
Good cowboy ribeye, though. Way to go, Scotty.
Have some class. The race for second base. I watched the Guardians game last night. A little bit of that. We'll talk about that.
Your stomach recover?
No, somebody had a big home run in that one, the race for second base, too.
Oh, did he ever?
Plus, Bill Bender of the Sporting News joins us in the next hour. Baskin and Phelps, Tom Withers at 1 o'clock.